This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. officials say that U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and a senior U.S. diplomat in Geneva will announce this Monday that Washington will return to the U.N. Human Rights Council as an observer with an eye towards seeking election as a full member. The decision is likely to draw criticism from conservative lawmakers and many in the pro-Israel community. Former U.S. President Donald Trump pulled out of the World Body's main human rights agency in 2018 due to its disproportionate focus on Israel, which has received by far the largest number of critical council resolutions against any country, as well as the number of authoritarian countries among its members, and because it failed to meet an extensive list of reforms demanded by then U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley. In addition to the council's persistent focus on Israel, the Trump administration took issue with the body's membership, which currently includes China, Cuba, Eritrea, Russia, and Venezuela, all of which have been accused of human rights abuses. Although the U.S. will have only non-voting observer status on the council through the end of 2021, the official said the administration intends to seek one of three full member seats currently held by Austria, Denmark, and Italy from the Western Europe and other states group. U.S. President Joe Biden says that he will not lift economic sanctions against Iran unless Tehran first cuts its uranium enrichment back to the level it agreed to in a 2015 international treaty aimed at restraining its development of nuclear weapons. Biden said on CBS in an interview that aired Sunday that he wants the U.S. to rejoin the nuclear treaty with Iran that former President Donald Trump withdrew the U.S. from. But when asked whether the U.S. would lift sanctions first to get Iran to return to negotiations,